Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
It is a merry place.
The best part was the 5 seconds of silence after I said, welcome to Tancast. Like,
we just didn't know how to take that. You're like, welcome to Tancast! It's like, is this the kitty episode?
This is the magical fairy episode of Tancast, where we have gillyweed and... That was just for my wife, who walked in the room, told me to shut up, and left.
She told you to shut up.
We have a running joke about Harry Potter that I don't know anything about.
About
it.
Who?
Harry Potter.
Oh, gotcha.
You may have heard of him. Popular literary figure. He's also got a couple movies out.
No, Harry Potter. You know, I bend over and
you cut out.
There it is.
I cut out your mama's boobies.
That doesn't even make sense.
Harry Scotter.
The Muggle.
That's a little Smogcast reference.
We're
geeks. She gives me crap about Star Trek. I give her crap about Harry Potter.
Excellent.
By the way, I'm Tim Babb, and I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the Aloha in Tancast. Or, for our Japanese listeners, the Aroha.
Oh. I'm Noah. I'm the big black cock fucking your mom in Tancast.
That's so much better than what I wanted you to do.
For those of you who did not take note of the explicit tab, now you know why it's there.
It's for the word cock.
That didn't make sense. That little sentence I said did not make any sense.
I have a new plan. I think I'm going to start drinking while I do Tancast. Maybe get a little more exciting. I'll slam a couple beers. Like, I'm drunk. I hear other people on podcasts do it. I'm like, I should do it too.
You know, I've been around drunk Noah. He is funny.
He's like Noah when you take the filter off. He's like written Noah, not spoken Noah.
He's very giggly.
That too.
Stephanie says I'm a mean drunk. I don't hit her or nothing. She just says I'm mean to people.
He does hit her. And if the women's rights activists are listening, get over there. Stop him.
I'll kick your ass too, bitches. Get back to the kitchen. You guys must have a really, really big delay. Because it was like a couple seconds and then you laughed. I was like, wow.
Well, Noah, since there's two of us and we seem to be hearing ourselves okay, and you're kind of dropping out and scrambling on us, I got to wonder, are you on Wi-Fi or are you plugged straight into the router?
I'm on Wi-Fi, as I always am. Oh, you know what? Wait a second. You know, let me, I'll be right back.
Tim, did you hear that? Did you hear that noise right there?
No.
That was the sound of Tancast getting 50% better.
Oh, wait. Is it 50% better?
It's 50% better, because I said so.
But you're normally a math guy. And if you're just throwing out random numbers, that's like Charlie on Numbers just winging it. 7.
Okay, but I'm sleepy. It's late here, and I still have no fucking idea what time zone I'm in.
Okay, I'm back. You know, I taught my lovely wife how to use torrents, so she's going a little torrent crazy.
So is that what you think that was what the delay was?
I think so, because I was like, you're gonna download torrents, so you and she's like, oh, I'll pause them. So I think that cause now it sounds like you guys are reacting sooner to what I say.
Yeah. Say
say.
I was trying to say it exactly at the end of him saying it. See how that sounded. This is probably fascinating for our listeners. I'm glad we waited till after the show started
abortion.
For this.
Hey, let's just do the 3-2-1 cock and pretend the last 7 minutes didn't happen.
Fine by me if it's fine by you two.
I'll do it.
There was comedy gold.
You know what? The next
there.
Time.
Oh well, we can do it to reset it so you can line it up easier if you want.
Oh no, we're fine.
Okay,
he'll figure it out.
I mean, you can cut out the whole part where I wasn't here, but I said something about fucking your mom on Tancast. That's comedy gold.
That is.
Noah, I'm willing to bet you're going to say something about fucking our moms again.
Hey, it won't be the
same. Yeah, watch this.
Again.
3, 2, 1. I'll fuck your mom!
Oh, is that... Was that like your impression of me?
That's my super tired, I'm just going to be weird impression of you.
I'll fuck your mom! Sound like a chicken.
It was spot on, I don't mind. I thought I had Noah coming out of two channels. I was like, what? How did he get to Georgia?
How do you know where the sound's coming from? You don't know, Tim.
Because it says Georgia.
It does not.
It does.
You are such a liar.
You're a liar.
Tim is the master of the internet.
I'm a what?
I'm not the master of anything.
You're the master of baiting.
I'm currently talking to you on a virus-addled computer.
It's not anymore, is it?
Probably still is.
Oh no, the hacksters are getting our tan cast.
Now, you were filming something today, Tim?
Yes, I was.
What were you filming, sir?
Well, I will tell you guys, but I'll bleep it out. It was a pilot for TV, but I'm only in like one tiny little segment. Like, I think it's like going to be a montage of people doing stupid shit, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say what I do, but well, I'll bleep that part out too. I fall in love.
Did you get paid?
Yep.
Hey, nice. Excellent. You're getting some paid acting work, sir. Although,
$50
is acting, but hey, you know, $50. That is gas.
$50 and three shirts.
Ooh, you won't be going cold, sir.
Because they told me to bring different pairs of shorts, and they would bring different shirts so that we could do the takes multiple times. And I get there, and they brought three different shirts that look completely different from each other. So the idea was to have the same type of shirt. And so they're like, why did we bring three different kinds of shirts? And they're like, well, we like the shirt you're wearing. Do you mind if we mess that one up? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay, well, you can keep these three shirts.
Nice.
Huzzah.
So I guess you didn't do multiple takes?
Oh, I did. We messed up the shirt for the first take, and then I was subsequently wearing it. Just looked the same the rest of the time.
Okay.
That mess up is my way of saying that I won't have to bleep it out.
So what exactly?
You know what's
awesome
is when you actually play that later, it's gonna sound like, yeah, I got paid for fucking your mom, and they gave me three shirts. except clearly that's not it, because I don't imagine that you're gonna bleep out me saying fucking your mom, or maybe I should say I fucked your mom.
And now you start.
That's
to sound
my
like
new
Trey
Noah
Parker.
Impression.
You sound like who?
Trey Parker from South Park.
Oh, gotcha. That little fella.
Yeah. Him, I'd probably go gay for.
Really?
No, not me.
Not in a, you know, I've got a man crush thing on him, but in a, I appreciate his work and all of the goodness that he's brought to the world. So out of gratitude, I'd probably give him my hiney.
You'd give your hiney for a $2 bill and a Yoo-hoo.
I've got two $2 bills.
Oh, well, there you go.
How many Yoo-hoos?
Nah, I'm a little short on Yoo-hoos, but let me get to the story.
Contingent on the Yoo-hoo.
Well, we all know I would go gay for Harrison Ford.
Hell yeah, you would. I think you've already gone gay for Harrison Ford. He just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, he knows it.
If Superman was real, you'd go gay for him.
I think if Superman was real and he wanted us to, we'd all go gay for him.
No way.
Yes. How are you going to stop him? He's Superman.
I can think of
Don't
far...
pretend you have kryptonite. You don't have kryptonite.
I would find...
I can think of far less painful ways for him to kill me than blowing a supersonic load up my ass.
But it's his choice. If he's decided to, he's going to do it.
If in a world where Superman was real, I'm sure Batman would be real. And I'd go to him and be like, help me out for me, asterisk, but Superman.
How are you going to find Batman? What, did you just look him up in the yellow pages under Batman?
Bat signal, dumbass.
Big ass, yeah, bat signal.
You don't have a bat signal.
He can make one.
Exactly.
Noah's crafty.
You can't make one.
Noah is crafty.
Mr. Gordon.
He's not crafty.
Mr. Gordon be around. I'd be like, hey, we need Batman. He's going around raping men. We gotta stop this.
I'm sure Commissioner Gordon just takes calls from random people on the street.
He's a police officer.
Yeah.
File a report.
He's in Gotham City all the way across the country.
Hey, you see this
Superman
tunnel that goes
here.
All the way from my ass out my abdomen? Superman, get on that.
Well, now it's too late. You've already gone gay.
Yes, but you can protect others.
Superman's gonna
My point is, if Superman wants to have sex with you, there is nothing you can do to stop him.
Not necessarily.
This tan cast has gone a weird way.
But you know what? It's important that we nail down these issues.
It is. Please continue.
Saving the world, one hypothetical discussion at a time. We
one
could do it
Smodcast. Superman asterisk.
We could do it Smodcast style, and I could pretend to be Superman, and you can try to stop me from raping you.
I will learn magic.
You can't learn magic!
When Superman is around, you can learn magic.
Where? Where are you going to learn magic?
Online, dumbass. Google.
So, in a world where Superman's around, Google is suddenly magic.
No, Google will get me to the magic. I Google magic to stop Superman, and it'll pop up. Because that's how good Google is.
You know what, Noah, I'm going to give you homework. You're going to have to go call DC and find out if that's true.
So now, since we're on the subject of comic books, when we're at my reception for a wedding, me, Jeff, and some other people were having a debate about Wolverine and Adamantium.
Adamantium, which we mentioned last week, and my brother-in-law, Matt, did indeed know what it was.
Because, you know, in the comic book, he often cuts through, like, things like steel girders and things. And I was like, even though Adamantium is, you know, the hardest metal in the world or the universe, I think you need the strength to still be able to cut through something, like, if it's solid.
Well, think about if you've got, like let's say, a dull screwdriver and you're trying to stab a homeless guy, or if you've got, like, a really sharp knife and you're, like, trying to, I don't know, stab some lady from now, just bringing the conversation back there. Now, admittedly, homeless guys are generally a little bit tougher than the National Organization of Women Chair People, but just follow me through on this one. Think of how much more strength it takes to get that dull screwdriver in as opposed to just the buttery smoothness of that knife sliding right between the ribs.
Right. But I'm not talking about human. Like, so let's say you have a super sharp knife, right?
I'm not either. I'm talking about homeless people.
Okay. And you want to cut a boulder. You can't just cut the boulder just because the knife is super sharp. That's my point.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking if it's super sharp, like, I don't know, maybe atomically sharp, like the edge is one atom wide, you kind of get to the point where you're applying its force versus the surface area. And God, I'm going to physics geek out right here for half a second. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those nights.
Turn off the light,
like
ladies.
It, baby. It's
yeah, so, it, you know, it's kind of like if I walk up to you and I, like, lean on you and I press on you, that's still on my weight, but it's, like, on my hand. And my hand's, you know, fat and meaty, so I'm not going to, like, push my way through you. But if I come up to you with something fairly sharp and I lean on you, it's going to go right into you because it's taking that same amount of force, like me leaning, on that tiny, tiny, tiny bit of surface area. So, relatively, I can't say the force is magnified because it's not really, but the force is spread over such a tiny, tiny area that it is, you know, like in terms of pounds per square inch, where you're talking about like square millimeters or less. And so all of that force is a huge amount of pressure right there. So if his claws are somehow hugely, like, insanely sharp, sharper than anything else and harder than anything else, so that the sharpness won't bend them, because obviously sharp equals thin, then, yeah, I gotta say, probably doesn't have to be insanely strong to cut through something. I don't know that he would just go, like, sliding through it, especially since they're not, you know, so fucking paper thin that when he turns them sideways, they disappear like Kate Moss.
But maybe the very edges are that sharp.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the edges would still cut in really nicely, but now you're not just talking about cutting in with the edges, you're talking about, like, wedging the material apart. And that takes a bit more force. Like, as soon as the whole blade gets embedded in there, now you're talking about a surface area that is the entire side of that knife.
And that, but that,
because the whole thing is active.
And that's my point. Like, in the comic book, they show him slice, like, a steel girder, and it was, like, nothing. It just went, choop, and it was done. It was, like, this swipe. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I don't know if that would be possible. Like, I don't know how sharp those things are, but they don't look like paper thin. They are, you know.
Not to be a total douchebag about this, but how many times has Jean Grey been resurrected because it was convenient?
I'm not. It's not like I'm actually, like, basing this in the comic book world. We're talking about comic book characters. I'm just saying, the real world, I think.
If it was real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go with you on he'd be able to slice it with human strength, but he'd wedge in as soon. So I guess I'm halfway between you guys. I think he'd get in, but he wouldn't get
far. Wait, halfway between? Wait, what makes you think I have a side?
No. Noah and it was Jeff that you were arguing with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two, Noah and
Jeff. Jeff was like, yeah, okay. You can slice
the G in Tang cast.
Tang.
Yes, I did say that, but I kind of got a bit of a head cold going on. So it came out as Tag.
All right, so here's what we've decided on Tang cast so far today. Wolverine probably cannot cut through a steel girder. And Superman's going to rape you if he wants to.
No. What? Jury's still out on that one.
What?
Jury's still out on...
Jury's still out. You know what? Fans, right? I know there's a lot of editors from DC listening to Tancast because we're hugely popular among people who are important and do things.
And if they're not, we've got 6 degrees of separation. People, tell all your friends. Have them tell all their friends. Get to the editors of DC for us. This is your homework.
I am willing to bet.
Because Noah's got to ask the Google
thing. If Superman wanted to rape you, he would.
I'm just saying there are ways you could stop him.
There are ways, but odds are you don't have access to them.
Well, you know what? If you're going to get raped, I'd be very motivated.
I mean...
Noah's going to keister his personal supply of kryptonite.
You can't! Where's the kryptonite? Kryptonite is this rare thing.
No, in the comic books they give out like hotcakes.
Yes, that's they do. It's this rare thing that everyone's got. That just shows up somewhere. Hey, look at this pretty rock. I made it into a ring. It rotted my hand.
That's one dude. That's one of the richest dudes in the DC universe.
Okay.
He has resources. He can get his hands on some kryptonite. Noah, working at... That was me editing it out. Does not have the cash to fly to Abu Dhabi, break into a museum, and get the kryptonite.
I have some savings. I can take out a loan.
And I think if Noah's about to get ass raped...
But in the meantime, Superman's already raped you.
If Noah's going to get ass raped by the Man of Steel, I think he's got the motivation to get to Abu Dhabi, break into a museum.
He's got super vision and x-ray vision and super speed. He can find
you. Look, son, I told you once. Noah is crafty.
Maybe I'm hiding behind ledge.
Where are you going to get all this lead all of a sudden? Now you got two.
Maybe I went to a bank.
You have got a lot of expenditures on. You got to buy lead. You got to buy a plane ticket to Abu Dhabi. You've got to find a way to Ocean's 11 some kryptonite out of the museum.
Hey! Lead is cheap. Obviously, China puts it on everything.
Oh, so that's your plan? You're going to buy a bunch of China products and hide them around you at all times?
Yeah.
You don't think Superman's going to be on the lookout for the guy that's encased in lead? Like, that guy's encased in lead. Probably not the guy I'm looking for. I'll continue. No, I think he's going to stop, go, I think I can tear these little plastic toys off of my hand. Oh, look at that. The guy I wanted to rape in his sweet, sweet asshole. Sonic boom! And you're done.
No.
You're going to have to take a shower with Kevin Smith's dog, because you're going to be caked in super cum.
I'm telling you, I'd find a way.
You wouldn't find a way! Maybe you have a shot if Batman wants to rape you.
No, Batman would be on my side. He'd help me out. I'd like, help brother out, Batman.
You know
No. In a world where Batman wants to rape you, I think you could probably get away easier than if Superman wanted to rape you.
I think we just found the title for this Tancast. In a world where Batman wants to rape you.
In a world. That's a movie preview you do not want to see.
The wife and I were just talking about Pablo Francisco earlier.
The Injustice League. The Moral Injustice League.
The Anal Injustice League.
Maybe that's the title for this week's episode. The Anal Injustice League.
We're so clever.
Now, what about if Wonder Woman wants to rape you.
I say let her.
Yeah, I don't think she could.
She could. She got the lasso of truth.
No. She couldn't because as soon as she got there, you'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And then it's not rape, and you've ruined
your fun. Technically, that is true.
Way to go. I'm trying to go through the different...
Well, yeah.
But you know what? If Robin wants to rape you, you can kick his monkey ass.
Yes.
Screw that little bitch.
I'd like to see you kick Robin's ass, Tim.
Bring it.
With your little chicken legs.
I'm calling you out, Robin, right now. Where you at? Come bring it. I'm right here. There ain't no fence around me. You feeling froggy? Leap, baby. Let's go for it. Tim Babb versus Robin.
Tim loses. and then
we'll see about that.
What Robin would do after he beat your ass, he would shove that little rot, that little javelin thing he uses up your ass, just for giving him a hard time.
He uses a javelin?
Like a little stick in the movie, in the cartoon, comic book. There's this little yellow stick.
Noah, name some more media. In the novel. In the prose.
In the video game. In the shadow puppets.
In the epic poem.
And Robin gets mighty feet.
In the flash animation. In the YouTube video. In the caveman drawings.
On the MySpace.
And yes, I've never seen his javelin thing.
I don't know if he uses
that,
all
that. That may make me rethink.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, was that? What?
I don't think he's...
That may make me rethink my results. Can you tell Stephanie to stop downloading stuff?
That's not her fault. We just both started talking. I don't think he uses it all the time, but I have seen him use it. That's all. Maybe it's in the... You know what it was? I'm sorry. It was in the cartoon. It was in the... Whatever that one was where it had like Cyborg and Robin and it was like for the kiddies.
Teen Titans?
Yes, that one. He did have a staff in that one. A staff. That's what it's called.
Well, I never watched it because Superman wasn't on it.
I know.
Wasn't it, like, extendable? Like, it was small and you hit a little button and
popped
out the sides?
He got something extendable.
And he's going to be extended right up your ass after he kicks it, Tim.
He will not.
Oh, he will.
I'm telling you, bring it, Robin. What are you? I'm ready to take on Robin.
What tricks are you going to do on him, huh, Tim?
I'm going to use the patented run around until he's tired and then kick him trick.
Well, now, hang on. There have been several Robins, so which Robin are you talking about?
The one who's already dead.
No. Any of them. I think any of them can kick Tim's ass, except that they're dead at this current moment.
Nope. So dead one.
The one that Joker beat down with a crowbar and then set a bomb off next
Not
to
that one.
That's the one.
Because he's dead.
Jason, I believe, right?
I think so.
Because it was Dick, who then became Nightwing, and then Jason, who died, and then Tim, who was Robin, and when I stopped following that.
I believe you're right.
What about Iron Man? I think he'd be all up in your ass.
Yeah.
As long as he paid for it. Holy shit.
Are you kidding me? Again, there's another guy. If he wants to, he's probably going to. First of all, he's got a big indestructible iron suit. Not indestructible, but I mean, from what I can do. Like, you know, I'm looking around the room. I can throw this lamp at him, but I think that's... I doubt that'll even slow him down.
Well, he does have a weak heart and a drinking problem, so I think you can probably abuse both of those to your advantage.
Yeah, just get
probably not in a timely fashion. But he also has billions of dollars, so he can hire plenty of people to hold me down.
You can yell boo at him and then give him a bottle of Jack Daniels. You're done. He's defeated.
You know, if he can take on Magneto, I'm sure me yelling boo is not going to scare him.
Magneto didn't have a bottle of Jack Daniels. How about that?
Yes, but he's way scarier than me yelling boo.
Hey, you know what I bet Magneto keeps around?
What's that?
Goldschlager. That was the lamest joke I've made today, and it's late here.
Hulk, if Hulk wants to rape you, you're in trouble. There's no reasoning with him either. There's no like, hey, maybe you don't want to... This is an unfortunate tangent we've gone off on, but I think it's important to find out which of the Super Friends and Avengers, X-Men, whatnot. Wolverine. He'll probably have you if he wants you.
He could cut through you. We know that.
That's if we're using comic logic, and we often are on Tancast using comic logic.
Yet like, oddly not funny.
Oh, it's hilarious, sir.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's paper.
So, have you guys ever seen, like, I used to frink with the news groups back in the day, and man, there is a lot of pictures of superheroes fucking other superheroes.
We know you used to visit the Usenet news groups often, because that's where you found the pictures of that one person that we know that was online the other day.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about, too. And our listeners are hoping we'll just move past this and get to the point.
Yes.
I want to say...
Noah liking the porn.
Like, is it like drawn pictures of it happening,
yeah,
or people
yeah.
dressed in costumes?
Oh, drawn pictures. I see some people dressed in costumes, but you see way more drawings. And mm-hmm. I think it's funny because some of them are really good artists. And this is what they're spending time on. I'm all, that looks really good. That looks like I would see in a comic book.
You obviously spent way too much time on that.
You know what? Internet has a lot of porn, sir.
Not you. I was talking about the artist.
Oh. Never mind.
Look at Noah getting defensive. Yes. You know what? Some people like
porn.
Hey, wait a second.
That is your art, Noah, finding porn. And you're obviously very good at it, because holy shit.
From the makers of Finding Nemo, Finding Porn, starring Noah.
It wouldn't be a very long movie. Maybe about porn. 2 minutes. Oh, there it is. I'm done.
I found it! And then while he's sleeping, you hear, na, 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 na. And Noah goes, no! And Superman crashes in the wall.
I put my kryptonite and shove it up his ass.
You have no kryptonite!
I have it. I've been saving it for just this occasion.
You have no such thing.
I do.
Nope.
Show me where I'm wrong.
Right there.
No.
Yes.
We shouldn't Tancast on Wednesdays.
Yeah, sure we should.
We've gone to a very stupid place.
Gone to?
We've been there.
Show me one of the previous Tancasts that was like, yes, that is elevating the discourse of the internet to a whole nother level.
Hey man, boiling babies, that was comedy gold. Sorry, boiling and consuming babies. There you go, Miranda.
I like that we have offended pretty much everybody. Or if we haven't,
you know what I like?
We will soon.
Is that... Okay, I was since I was back in California, I was visiting with family and obviously friends and everything. And in the visiting with family time, was talking to Iris, and she was talking about the Tancast and how she's at work with people who don't know us, never have or ever will meet us. and she mentions bits that are like some of the worst, most vile shit we've done, like boiling and eating babies, and these, I assume, fairly normal people that she works with because they're holding down a job, so they're at least confident enough to interact with other humans, say, oh, yeah, I gotta listen to that. That sounds great. Like, wow, we have dug down and found the most fucked up nerve in human consciousness, poked it, and actually, like, struck something.
See, that's what I always said when we would hang out together at the house. I was like, you know, if they had a reality show of us, that would be interesting.
Well, not all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, look, Noah's sleeping again.
Especially when Noah's sleeping.
I think it's funny that Tim's comedy friends want to be on Tancast. they're always the 10 people reaching. Like, I need to grab that audience. Those extra 10 people are going to boost me.
Sir, we may reach more than 10 people. You don't know.
I know.
Millions.
I doubt it.
Sure, why not?
We're the top rated podcast on iTunes.
No.
We are. Noah, are you forgetting? I'm from the future.
Oh my gosh.
I'm traveling backwards in time. And I know.
I think if you keep that up, Ryan is going to click this off.
I had Danelle brought it up while we were out, and I just about pissed my pants laughing.
You being from the future?
Well, we were... I don't remember how this random argument between Noah and I started, but we were. It was at game night, and I was saying something about how time was going backwards, and I knew it because I was coming backwards from the future, so I knew what was happening in the future before it happened. And so then it just became this running gag all night. I would say, well, and by gag, I mean Miranda would literally shove her finger down her throat, as would Danelle and Stephanie and other Stephanie. Just because they're like, enough already. But yeah, every so often I'd just be like, wait, are you forgetting that I'm from the future? But I mean, I would make it work into whatever was being talked about, like blah blah blah. Well, I know that's going to happen because I'm from the future or something.
Okay,
like that.
So you're from the future and this is going to reach millions of people. So
in the future.
Yes. So Noah, you and I just have to figure out which one of us is Ted Theodore Logan and which one of us is Bill S. Preston Esquire.
You know they're making a sequel or remake?
Of Bill and Ted?
A website said they were working on it or something. I don't know how much I believe it.
Well,
you know, now that George Carlin's dead, I don't think there's any reason to revisit Bill and Ted.
Was he in both? He was, right?
I believe so.
Maybe.
All right. God, we're on top of these things.
Internet, save us. Bill, Ted, Bogus.
Nice typing.
Thank you.
I wonder, you don't have a webcam on your... What are you on, by the way, Andy? What, you're on a laptop?
I was going to say, you're going to need to use some pronouns there.
Well, no, you're going to need to use proper nouns.
Some proper nouns. Well, yes, I guess you're right. Name isn't a proper noun. What am I on?
Yeah,
I'm on a laptop.
Does it have a built-in camera and mic?
It has a built-in camera and mic.
Are you making sure you're putting in through the input?
It has a built-in Dave.
So I think I told Tim this. I don't know if you were there. I've been recording on my built-in mic this whole time and not through the input, and then I found out my mic doesn't work. Or maybe my input for my mic doesn't work. I don't know. I have to figure it out.
Okay, Dave. Well, I'm looking at Audacity and seeing that it's spiking like crazy. So one way or the other, I'm getting audio.
Yeah, maybe you're going through the built-in mic. Anyways, I'm sure that people find this very interesting.
Well, here's the question. Do I sound like the microphone is inside my mouth, or do I sound like I'm in a cave?
You don't sound like you're in a cave,
but
you don't sound like the microphone's in your mic. But, like, I'm recording. Do I sound like I'm in a cave?
A little bit.
This has gone very stupid. Let's just delete this.
Well, in that case, nipples, nipples, nipples. All right.
You can't say nipples.
Oh, now we got to leave that in.
You can't say nipples normally, Tim?
I just felt the need.
Okay.
Some unmotivated nipples. That makes it sound like there's nipples that aren't doing a lot. Just like, man, I'll get to it eventually.
Well, according to our friend IMDb, Rufus was indeed in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Sweet.
So who would replace George Carlin?
The zombie George Carlin. Necromancers? Get on that.
Dane Cook, just to insult everyone.
Oh.
Hey, he also did the voice on the TV show, George Carlin.
Yes, he did.
Sweet.
Because Alex Winter... George Carlin continued to have a career.
You know what's weird? when they made Back to the Future into a cartoon, there were these live-action wraparounds that were done by Christopher Lloyd playing Doc.
Yes.
But then when the actual animated cartoon started, the guy who does Homer, Dan Castaneda, Jeff is screaming at me right now.
Castellaneta?
Yeah, him. He did the voice of Homer.
Now Jeff is screaming at me because I probably
Homer. Of course he did the voice of Homer, but he did the voice of Doc.
You're talking about Back to the Future?
Yes. The Back to the Future cartoon that was short-lived on CBS for a while.
Okay.
But it was odd, because Chris Lloyd was there, but he didn't do the voice.
He was too busy.
But he was there!
He had time to record the five-minute bumps, not to do all the...
He had to get in costume and makeup for the five-minute bumps.
Oh, that's true.
He was busy.
You show up with your underwear on to do the voice there. Sometimes they'll come to you. Someone just hangs out at your house with a DAT recorder. Say this.
The gigawatts!
Thank you, good. Well done. We're out.
And, Andy, I'll have you know that Alex Winter was in Saul of the Mole Man, okay?
Yes.
5 episodes, 2007. Come on. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
And he was in 1 episode of Bones. What? I don't know which one it is.
Oh, well, that's at least recent.
I'm going to watch this show. Saul of the Mole Man. Men. I bet it's on YouTube.
A.K.A. Strata. Oh, that's odd. Oh, hey, he's King Mole Man. He's not just like Mole Man number 7.
Ooh, look at that. You're moving up in the world, Alex Winter.
The King of the Mole Man.
Well done, Alex Winter. Well done.
He's the Mole Maniest.
Yes. You know, I make fun of him, but he's made more money playing a dumbass stoner high schooler from San Dimas than I will ever see in my entire life, I bet.
Oh, wait till TanCast goes global. I don't know. Oh. I don't know where else it's left to go. It's already crossed the pond.
And Joe is still listening.
Yay! I thought she didn't comment for a couple episodes. I was like, oh, we lost her. She was like, you know what? Enough of these Yankee fucktards. Or whatever the equivalent swear word is in the UK.
I'm pretty
Yankee
sure,
wankers.
I'm pretty sure that fucktard translates.
I know, but I don't know if that's a popular euphemism amongst... I was just listening to a podcast where some English guys were talking about swearing, and I was listening. And they were talking about how we say twat, but they say twat. I mean, there was more to it than that.
Twat sounds nicer.
Twat, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing when they were saying it, like twat. And they say we use it more literally, like, shove it up your mother's twat. Whereas they're like, you're such a twat.
Yeah, they use it as, like, a personal insult. We're actually referring to the body part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how we do.
But then again, the word fanny makes for some really fun misunderstandings.
Or fag.
Yes.
Because we're 180 degrees off.
You know, we'll just let our listeners look that up. Unless they've seen the comedy of George Corrigan, in which case they know exactly what we're talking about.
Is that
about
the British guy who was in the Bay Area?
Yes, he was. Well, is, as far as I know.
Yes. I would recommend anyone who is anywhere near where he'll be playing, go and have a see. It was rather fun.
I enjoyed his comedy. And now I'm doing a crappy accent. Hooray!
And somehow all your sentences are questions?
How can that be? That one shouldn't have been a question.
How can that be?
How can that be?
Nice.
What the fuck are they doing? Tancast number 7.
I thought it was going to be called Superman Rape or Batman Rape or Injustice Rape.
That was just more of a review than a title. Because episode number 6 was called WTF.
Because seriously, what the fuck?
Have you listened to it yet, Andy?
Yes, I have. I played it for my father. Guess what his reaction was like.
You picked that one to play for him?
Well,
the
it was
one
short.
You're in the second least?
It was very short. Oh, and man, your bumps were long, boy.
I like to do Kevin Smith bumps.
I guess.
Jeff said you sounded lonely.
Yeah. A little bit. But no, his...
Like, oh, he sounds kind of lonely.
His reaction was once I actually... I mean, he's listening to you and just kind of shaking his head like, oh, that Tim. But then he gets to the part where I'm actually talking and I said something about... I don't know, I dropped an F-bomb, or like somebody said, oh, look, little kids around. I'm like, fuck them, they gotta learn sometime, or something like that. And my dad just did the slow shake of his head. No, first it was the tongue click, it was the, and then the slow shake.
So disappointed you, son.
It was the same look I got when I came back from moving to San Jose, and
you talking about your first
made
boyfriend?
Like 4 or 5 new drinks for them. It was just that. The boy's drinking a lot.
Yes, you're using alcohol to quell your exquisite inner pain. excellent line that Andy came up with in response to why you're drinking so much.
correction, not why I was drinking so much.
Well, I thought they were saying, like, you're drinking too much. And you're like, it's not like I'm using alcohol to quell my exquisite inner pain.
Exactly. That I was not drinking so much to quell my exquisite inner pain.
Oh, I didn't really think so it. I didn't really think it answered the question of how much you were drinking, or as to the motivation of said drinking. No.
Yes.
I'm tipping them back. I'm fast and regular, but just cause has nothing to do with depression or unhappiness. It's just because beer.
I drink because it's tasty.
That's a lie, and you know it.
Some people find it tasty, Tim.
Some people are wrong. Some people watch that Bachelorette show. Those people are also wrong. You hear me? After I get done with Robin, I'm kicking your Earth's asses.
Hey, some people poop into cups so that other people can eat the poop and then vomit the poop back into the first person's mouth.
And I call those people my girlfriends.
But worse, they go right up to the camera and have a little bit of it on their tongue, and they just go, oh, and you just see it all wet and moist.
Rolling it around on their tongue.
Partly processed.
Look at the poo vomit dance.
It wasn't even vomit yet. It was just like, I'm just savoring the flavor.
You know, if there was ever a chance that my father would give us a second shot, that was the end.
You don't think he turned it off when Superman was raping Noah without
consequence? No, I think that probably went... No
escape, by the way. He didn't give me.
Superman stands for truth, justice, and the American way. And clearly the American way has absolutely nothing to do with homosexuality.
That is not true. At least in California, baby.
Well, for now.
Oh, it's going to stay that way. Now that the gays have a taste of power, there's good luck wrenching it back from them.
But really, how militant are militant fags?
Oh, very militant, sir.
By the way, I use the F word with nothing but the highest respect.
Someone was talking about hobophobia the other day.
Hobophobia? They're afraid of homeless?
Did I say hobo? I meant homo.
No, you said hobo.
Damn those fucking hobos.
Well, yes, I would like to cross into a different thing, a fear of homeless people.
homeless people should be able to get...
Some homeless people are scary, like that pigeon guy.
Oh!
You know that wasn't a real guy, right?
It wasn't?
No, that was from somebody's act.
No, I thought that was somebody just walking around downtown.
Nope. Well, it might have been, but it was from. But if it was, it was seen by somebody else, not me.
I thought it was seen by Noah.
Tim likes to make up stuff. One time I was telling him about a story that I thought was hilarious, and he was like, oh, I made that up. And I've been, like, it's been like 10 years or something. And I was like, you made that up?
Well, he is a comedian. They do lie. For a living.
So the story was that one time he got caught looking at some guy's girlfriend as they're walking by, and the guy's like, "You looking at my girlfriend?" And Tim's like, "No, I'm looking at you." And I was like, "Oh, that's so funny."
Oh, I could see through that. Tim doesn't have the balls to do that because I'd probably get him beat worse.
Not only that, but I've come to realize that is the most hack joke. Like one in every four hack comics will do that joke.
This is before.
Yeah, this is before I was really a comic and we knew much about hackery.
Yes, you were just a crazy, wacky guy.
just.
So yeah, I want to amend that and think that the I'm gonna be a pigeon. I'm gonna come back as a pigeon. I'm gonna shit on them like they've been shitting on me my whole life. I think you told that story as anecdote.
I may have. But what I'm telling you is, I heard the story as somebody's act.
Oh, I now believe you. Liar.
The truth has come out, Tim.
What's your real name?
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Bab.
Huh?
Is it Shmim Shmab? Your real name's Slappy, isn't it? It is.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys are cutting out.
You're not even half black, are you? Liar.
Fucker. You're probably like Mexican and retard. You're a Tardican.
Oh, are you saying...
That sounds like something from a George Lucas movie.
Are you calling Mexicans liars? Is that what you're saying? Is that the kind of racist agenda you would like to promote on Tancast?
I prefer a completely different racist agenda.
As do I.
Tim's batard.
The kind where we hate all races.
Yes, your super racism. Your advanced racism. Your racism 202.
Yes. None of this pussyfooting shit where, like, we pick a couple races and hate them. No. All or nothing. And some people say, some people try and go, oh, I hate all races, I'm not a racist. No, if you hate all races, you're the best racist ever. That's why people don't like the Ku Klux Klan. They weren't committed. They just picked a couple minorities and stopped there. We hate all races.
Fucking crackers.
Whoever you are listening to this, we hate you.
Honky, white bread, mayo-eating motherfuckers.
And we hate everyone that looks like you. And, take heart, we hate everyone who looks dissimilar from you as well.
Based also upon how they look.
I like to say...
And the way in which they are different and or the same as us.
I was like, in fact, we hate each other.
I love you all. Noah loves you all.
Noah is a filthy liar.
No.
He must be Mexican.
Hey, one of the tags on Tancast for the blog posts is Andy hates other people, so I think that speaks for itself.
That's one of our taglines, Andy hates other people?
No, not one of our taglines, one of our tags. Like, if you go to Tancast, I think it's just tancast.com/tag/Andy-hates-other-people. Oh my god, I started typing it in on my browser and it was right there. I've clearly looked this up before. Yes, the most recent Andy Hates Other People public post is the For the Extreme Baby with the kid in the helmet.
Ah.
Let's see, yeah, talking about other people driving. Yeah, there aren't many. There are only like four.
You know, probably gonna be when we were talking about homeless people, I had an interesting experience last night.
Was it gay?
No.
If it wasn't, it's off topic. You'll save it for the next one.
No, it's about... I don't know if this guy was homeless, but... So I was in my living room watching TV. Steffi's in the bedroom watching anime. And I think I hear knocking. I was like, did I just hear knocking? And, oh, I should say, I have a front and back door.
Oh, we know.
So I have a back door.
And so does Superman.
Call back.
But Superman's not going in my back door because I stuck kryptonite up there. I have a kryptonite suppository.
Hey, wait, just for a sec. Speaking of front door... The worst thing I think that's ever happened to me at work happened a couple of years ago. I was working in an office with somebody. I'm not even going to say who so that doesn't ever come back. But I was wasting some time on the internet just reading some random forum. I don't even remember what the hell it was on. And somebody said, yeah, well, you know, here's counterproof or something like that. And they put in a link. And I clicked on a link, and it was one of those things like, you know, a Rickroll or Goatsy or any of the rest of those things. Except it was a video of some chick just jackhammering this guy's, I guess you'd say front door, his urethra, with an enormous dildo. And she is just shoving that thing in there. I'm at work with someone else, like, there, and I had one of those moments where time slows... And, like, my hand gets all, I don't know, just rubbery and, like, it's like Dream where you're trying to escape from the land shark that's chasing after you and your feet are sticking into the concrete. Like, I could not find the close button fast enough. It's like the cheeks flushed. I'm just like, this is not good for work. But nothing else happened besides that random thought in my head. So, sorry, Noah, you have a back door and a front door.
On my apartment. And so I'm sitting there. I thought I hear knocking. I go ask. I'm like, Stephanie, did you hear someone knocking? And she's like, no. I was like, okay. So then I hear it again. I'm like, is someone knocking on our wall because we're too, you know, what she's watching is too loud? And I hear it one more time. And for, oh, funny, they did like the shave and the haircut 2-bit knock, like dun 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 dun.
Everyone's secret knock.
So then I was like, is someone at my back door?
Yeah.
So I look, and I didn't open the door. I just lift up, like, the, you know, it has a window, and it has a little blind. And there's this bloodshot white dude just looking at me. Oh, you live here? I'm like, yeah, I do live here. He goes, oh, I thought Billy lived here. I'm like, no. He goes, oh, I live here, too. I'm like, okay, well, the guy you're looking for does not live here. He goes, oh, okay, maybe he's down there. I'm like, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe you should go check it out. And then he walks away. But his eyes were wide and fucking bloodshot as hell. He's kind of scary looking. He's like, live here. It was, you had to be there. It was
hey, weird. Noah, that was me from the future.
Fuck, I hope not, Tim, because your comedy career does not go well.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's me from the future. It's like when Goatee Man would see a homeless guy and goes, hey, look, there's me in 3 years.
Oh, is that what we call him now?
Yeah, well, just because it's a good... That's what we called him that one episode. I'll figure out, just keep calling him that.
That's good.
Oh, by the way, we kind of... You started to talk about, in the news groups, finding pictures of superheroes doing each other.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one porn site I used to go to. Now that I'm, but I'm stopping now. I'm not going to porn sites anymore. Now that I've gotten so many viruses, I feel like I've got a good stockpile of nakedness in my head. I don't need any more. But they would have these ads on the side, and they're like, "Oh, click on this for cartoon porn." And one of them was a picture of Mario doing the princess. Then it would flip, and it was now Peter doing Lois. But then it would flip, and it was Bart doing Lisa.
Oh, I've seen
that
those.
One's popular. Yeah, what? That seems to be a theme.
Why? They're related, and they're underage. Ew.
Does that surprise you?
It's just not something I would want to see. I mean, maybe the underage thing can get past because they're animated cartoons, and they're not, you know, technically they're older than we are. But, just, no, they're, sister, brother, no. Me no want to see.
Some people are into the incest
Why
stuff.
Couldn't Lisa just be doing Milhouse, or Bart be doing the two purple-headed gals?
I've seen the Jetsons, I've
Selma
seen...
and Patty? They're related too.
No, the twins, not those twins.
Oh, I know what twins he's talking about, the blue-haired twins.
I know too.
Oh, okay.
They're purple.
Is it purple?
Whatever. I actually had a similar argument like just like that at work. I'm wearing a blue and white Hawaiian shirt that I bought years and years and years ago, back when I worked with Ian and Alan. Two of us got blue ones, another one of us got a red one, and we were like the Wonder Triplets or something. I don't know. We all matched. It was our own little gay thing. So the shirt is really, really, really old, and it's kind of faded and everything, but I just decided one day, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to wear this shirt again one last time, you know, before I retire it, turn it into a rag or whatever. So I actually wore it to work. It was on a Friday, so it kind of slid by a little bit, even though, you know, it's looking a little, like, worn out. My boss walks by and goes, "Huh, you're purple." Yeah. You know, not even paying attention to my shirt, I go, "How do you figure?" I'm like, "I haven't been hyperventilating or anything. Why does she think I'm purple?" She goes, "You're purple, like Prince." And she points at my shirt. I go, "The shirt?" She goes, "Yeah. It's a blue shirt. It's a purple shirt. It's a blue shirt. I bought it when it was blue. It's a blue shirt. It's a little faded, but it's a blue shirt." Nah. And she just walks off and grabs someone else, brings him back, and goes, "That shirt, purple or blue?" He looks at it and goes, "Purple." She goes, "It's a purple shirt." I said, "It's a blue shirt." She goes, "From across the room, it's a purple shirt." So at work, I took my shirt off, wadded it up, flung it across the room, went, "Nope, still blue."
I'm glad that story went somewhere at the end, because it was losing me towards the middle.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One time I was at a party, and I got naked, and someone said my penis was purple. I don't think so. To this day, he still swears my penis is purple. That's all.
That's a true story. You really did get naked at a party, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's pictures.
What's wrong with you?
On his MySpace.
Yes, but he had an apron over it.
Well, I'm sure that the apron didn't stay down all the time, all the way.
Oh, let me tell you,
yeah.
Sir.
And by the way, Noah, I would say that you're more of a purple taupe or a medium taupe, not a purple.
Whereas Andy's is pink and shiny.
It's my pink meat stick of death.
I was like, ah, why is it shiny?
Why is it of death?
It was shiny because you were just sucking it, Tim.
I wasn't sucking it.
You were.
I was not.
You were.
It was you know what? You're the one letting Superman fuck him up the ass. I don't think you need to be talking.
I didn't let him do anything.
Noah's not letting.
Superman died because of the kryptonite suppository. He's dead.
Then you would have died because of the radiation from the kryptonite suppository.
Small price to pay.
No, Noah would just have had rectal cancer.
That's worth it.
Probably colorectal cancer.
All right. Well, then Superman wins.
No, Superman's dead.
Superman's dead and Noah's shitting in a bag. It's a sad day for everyone.
I'd say it would radiate beyond his rectum. He'd get cancer everywhere.
Ah, but Noah's eating all that Chinese lead.
That's right. Delicious.
Well, then he's dead that way. Either way, prognosis for Noah, bad. Not even House can help you.
I got a strong system.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Well, Andy doesn't, that's for sure. Andy can be waylaid by a stiff breeze. Oh, I can't go to work today. What happened? There was a breeze. Oh, I need to lie down.
I'm calling him fuck you.
No, that's what happens when the weather is shitty.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. Yeah. We were looking at some weather report where it was like minus 32 degrees plus a wind chill. I'm like, if that ever happened, I would call in fuck you to work. I'm like, you know why I'm calling in? Look out your window. That's why. Fuck you. Click. I'll be in when there's a more reasonable climate.
Yeah, in Atlanta, apparently that's actually quite valid.
You can call in fuck you in Atlanta? Is that on the books?
Pretty much, yeah.
My dear senator, the distinguished gentleman from Georgia wishes to call in fuck you.
Yes, our Senator Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, son. Look at me.
I said, look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. I said, look at me when I'm fucking you in the ass.
Is that a Superman?
Drew Carey must be so happy that his bit's still getting used.
Are you kidding? He's busy doing The Price is Right.
And fucking hookers.
As well he should.
Does he really fuck hookers?
You don't think people just give it up, do you? No, I don't know. You hear, there was one story about it. I don't know.
That's slander, Tim.
I just said it was... Oh, okay. I was going to say, I just said, I don't know. There was a story about it.
See, I've got some protection, though, because he's a public person. So.
You can slander public people?
Well, I'm not reporting it as true. I'm clearly using it in a humorous fashion.
I believe
you. You can slander public people?
Well, you can't slander public people, but, like, insulting them is less covered.
Sean Hannity fucks dogs. With no
lube. Who's Sean Hannity?
Exactly.
Hannity and Combs.
Who's Sean Hannity?
Yes.
He's a commentator for Fox News who every day with every...
Can you pronounce it correctly? It's pronounced faux news.
my mistake. Every time he utters his mouth, he makes me wonder how stupidity could grab hold of a person so strongly.
And yet allow them to continue breathing.
Yes, he seems to be able... Like he's... His sentence structure makes him appear to be a smart person. Like, he doesn't go like, "Oh, Democrats, bad!" or anything like that. But when he talks, you're like, how the fuck? What kind of twisted logic works up in your head? Is the hamster just, like, running at random wheels? Like, I'm going to run for this 3 steps, and I'm going to run over here. I don't know. Throwing papers around.
You know what really gets me about bullshit artists like him is, for some reason, they seem to think that either... they should be exempt from, I don't know, rules of logic, sanity, decency, morality, and all the rest of that stuff, because it's entertainment. Or they think that they're actually forwarding the political discussion in America by giving voice to alternative opinions or something like that. But no, just a bunch of
speaking of which,
assholes.
Before we go, We are getting a little long, so before we go, I do want to ask Andy. You used to be a watcher of the O'Reilly program, so much so you even recommended it to me. What are your thoughts on him these days?
Oh,
wow! How succinct.
Thank you. I'm like, I think I can do this in less than one word. It was part of it is the fact that my politics have changed. Part of it is the fact that I've now observed enough of O'Reilly that. I see the bullshit. It's one of those, like, watch a little bit of O'Reilly, maybe not see so much of the bullshit. Watch a lot of O'Reilly, see a lot of fucking bullshit. And I think some of it is also just that it was like when he was sort of the, I don't even want to say underdog, because he did have fucking Rupert Murdoch giving him God knows how much money to spew all that shit. But when it was like Clinton's the guy in office, and there is some question about, like, business dealings and politicking and all the rest of that stuff, and it's like, you know, the first couple of years with the Democratic Congress, and there were some questions about exactly how, you know, because I'm not a liberal, so I had some concerns about how far the country was swinging, and then, you know, whether this guy with his wheelings and dealings was to be trusted and to be believed, and I kind of thought, at that point that it was like, oh, you know, look, there's Bill O'Reilly and he's, you know, doing a good job of being this alternative voice, somebody who's trying to, you know, call the existing administration on their bullshit, not just buy everything, you know, suck it all down, not just, oh, yeah, the president said it, so it's true. But then it was like his guys got into power and you saw really how deep it all ran. And just how much it wasn't that he was trying to, like, shine a Klieg light on it. He was just trying to fuck with the Democrat because he's not one. So it wasn't so much that he was out there for right, but rather he disliked somebody and was trying to, you know, completely just smash him, smack him down, cause problems for him, whatever. And then you just see just how far down his throat Bush and Cheney's dicks get. And, yep. Oh, yeah, okay. No, you're not the independent voice of reason. You're the fucking toady. And it's really upsetting because he's the millionaire toady with millions of watchers. And it's completely undeserved. He's a hack. He's an idiot. He's a liar. He is, you know, with apologies to Keith Olbermann, one of the worst people ever. Him and Rush Limbaugh, man, it's like, you guys aren't entertainment. You're not part of the political process. You're not the fourth estate or whatever of government. You're a couple of assholes trying to lie and manipulate people. And you know what? Fuck you. Machiavelli was wrong. That isn't the way that things should be run. You know, the prince shouldn't appear to be just and actually do anything in his power to win in a real moral society, which we're supposed to be. He should be that way. He should be moral. He should be completely upfront about things. And, you know, having little attack dogs like these two fuckers helping him out, not good for the country. So, sorry about all that.
Noah, thoughts?
I have no thoughts. I don't pay attention to Bill Riley.
That is the best advice that anyone can ever give you. if you can avoid it, never pay attention to Bill O'Reilly. And if you see Sean Hannity, kick him in the junk. Just once, hard and fast. I don't want any hardcore beatdowns. Just one, whoop bang. That's from Tancast, and then scurry off. That'd be awesome if that's how we made the national news. Some listener of Tancast just kicked Sean Hannity in the junk.
Yeah, you know what? With our luck, they'd misquote it.
That's from Smodcast. Don't.
That's from Tancats. That's from Tank Ass.
That's from Mauvcast. Wrong color. You bastard!
Wait, they said taupe. It's taupe cast. It's from penis cast. It's from Superman blown and load out your abdomen cast.
Out your abdomen, yeesh.
Wow, how did I go from a rant about Bill O'Reilly back to Superman fucking somebody in the butt?
You know how? The magic of Tancast, that's how.
Indeed. The magic of Tancast.
Speaking of which, tomorrow he is doing a cover of... Well, he's doing a cover of a parody. He's doing a parody of a parody, actually. I did a parody of Your Body's a Wonderland by John Mayer, called it The Magic of Disneyland, and the reason I said, speaking of which, tomorrow is Disneyland's birthday. Or today, or yesterday, by the time you guys are listening to this, who knows. And I'm going. You guys going to be there?
No. I am far, far away. And guys, you know
what?
I think it is definitely time to wrap this thing down because my wife is now throwing cat toys at me.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. She's
you guys and your kinky sex play.
Well, she knows I've got the catnip gene.
Do you go in the litter box, Andy?
I hope not.
That would confuse someone.
Judging from the smells that would emanate from the bathroom, I don't think a litter box can contain it. It's like putting toxic waste in a Dixie cup. No, it'll be fine. We put some plastic wrap on it.
Oh, man. I bet it would freak the cats out. Like, what the fuck is that?
Did we get another cat? Is it huge?
Especially if they caught you doing it. Like, is he bending a biscuit in our box? That thing's as big as Floyd. Floyd being your imaginary cat, who's kind of a kitten, in my opinion. And with that, thanks for listening to Tancast, everybody. We would not mind getting more reviews on iTunes, especially if you like the show. If you dislike the show, keep that to yourself and go listen to Sean Hannity's podcast.
Or Combs, whatever Combs is up to.
I don't have much to say one way or the other about Combs.
You know what? Fuck Combs. Just listen to Hannity.
P. Diddy? Sean Puffy?
No.
The D. The I. The Y. Misspelled it.
Misspelling. Family bean.
Make me purr. All right, that's enough silliness.
All right, I'm Tim.
I was Andy. I don't know who I'll be once my wife's done.
You'll be Randy.
I'm still Noah, the big black cock fucking your mom.
There it is.
Good night, everybody.
Indeed.
Bye.
Scrotum. You're like, what the hell was that?
Timmy should put the scrotums at the end of the bump.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be at the end of the music.
Oh, excellent.
Are you still recording?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still recording.
All right, I'm going to stop now.
Me too. All right.